In 2014, Washington voters approved Initiative 594 to require background checks for person-to-person gun sales, but the law has only resulted in two prosecutions, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
The first prosecution involved a gun that was later used in a murder. That was in 2016. The second case is also from last year, but it's just now coming to light. It involves the alleged theft of a .22 rifle from a Cabela's outdoor store by a man named Terry Lee Hadley Jr. According to charging documents, Hadley then either sold or traded the rifle to another man. That's what triggered the charge under Washington's expanded background check law. Jeff Lippert is with the Thurston County Prosecutor's Office.
In this particular case, the perpetrator, Mr. Hadley, admitted that he transferred this firearm to the other person who happened to be a drug dealer in this case. And so when someone admits to something like that, it makes it very easy to prove.
Lippert says he expects this case will end with a plea agreement. Hadley's attorney did not immediately return a phone call. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.